Okay, we're in the middle of the fourth Halleluka. There's one part that I would like to learn especially, and that is on page Kuf Samach Tes. We said that this capital is a shira of the period of Tchias HaMeisim. And we said this last time that that's the Shir Chadash, and that's the Machael we dealt with last time, the circle that's representative of Klal Yisrael seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasid Lavai. On page Kuf Samach Tes, he goes into the last portion. Let's start from Va'omar Lasis Nekama Vagoyim. Okay, Va'omar Lasis Nekama Vagoyim. Bepatach, v'loy b'shvoa. The patach and aba means beha, in thee, like a hey idea. V'loy b'shvoa, techeches bala umim bepatach, hamoira al hayadua. Which means the hey idea. Ki rak begoyim yiduim, ubal umim yiduim, yasa kodesh baruch hu mishpat. There will be nations, specific nations, hakodesh baruch hu mishpat, v'loy b'chala goyim, b'chala umim, not because they're goyim. That anybody who's not Jewish will have a mishpat. It's not so. It's bagoyim with those nations that started with Klal Yisrael. Lesa machayim bezikim shashalois to tie up their kings in chains with chmedayim and their honored people bechavli barzel shalmakev esreim shin tzichu amasi tituim bachzorius mafilois that their leaders who acted in a mean way to Klal Yisrael, Yasek Kadosh Baruch Hu Mezikim Nitzchim Lidurai Noilam. Pam used to quote from a pasuk in, I think in Hosea, where it says that the nations are going to stand up and write whether they were for Klal Yisrael or against Klal Yisrael. They get up and be counted. Pam said that that's the purpose of the United Nations, because Mashiach will come. And there'll be some nation somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and they'll say, we love the Jews. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, what's gonna be at that time? So Rabbi Yisrael said, okay, take a vote. United Nations votes regularly, and, it sounds like there aren't gonna be too many on the good side. There's this country I never heard of, micro something or other. Like, he always votes with Israel. Why is that? Do you have any idea? Why do you vote with the Jewish people? I don't know. So there's some at least that vote one way, but the other.
They have business there.
Yeah. The Jews have business everywhere. I mean, all right. At any rate, Lasis Bohem Mishpat Kosov. What?
The Hira
Pam's Vort. The Hira Pam's Vort, that's good. All six members of that country, you mean? Okay. Now Lasis Bohem Mishpat Kosov, Rav Schwab has one of his classic Divrei Torah here. First he says Pshat, and then something which is one of his classic ideas that he writes about in his Pirush HaChumash as well. So, lasis bohem mishpat kosov. Literally, to do with them the judgment that is written. Hainu, ha mishpat akosov b'tayr b'neviyim. The mishpat that's written in the nevuahs, in Chumash or in Navi, she'yidu l'rishoyim ha'parinayis ha'ruyais, where the Rishoyim are warned about the future punishment. Lo'ikan she'elam azeh she'chayim lihoreg rak pamachas. Like in this world where a person can be killed once. And you have, Eichmann can only be killed once. He caused so many deaths. Kadosh Baruch Hu will punish them on every bit of dam. Is the hanging of Eichmann, there's a way against the single cry of a small child, the time that they caused him tremendous pain. This world, we don't understand that. Then it will be a respect for all of us, the righteous people, that we will not be the ones taking revenge. Now, this is the promise of the ultimate judgment.
I remember you once said, I don't remember what more context, that Hashem is not associated with Nekama. But here is again a writer from Rosh Rav, El Shenikmas Hashem, Yikavu.
Well, you say Kel Nekames Hashem.
Yeah.
Kel Nekames Hashem is that there has to be a judgment for everything. And nothing goes
himself.
For nothing. What?
His Nekama is for Kal Yisrael.
It's a Kal Yisrael. The point is, the world has to, there has to be an accounting. They're nice with the Gro. When the Gro went incognito, he traveled parts of Europe. And, he was staying overnight in some sort of hotel. And there was a Jew there, and the Jew ate without a bracha. And he said, you have to make a bracha. And he said to him, Rebbe, are you worried about my bracha? I'm a Mechal Shabbos. I eat treifis. I'm a Mezana with Zaynais. You worried about my bracha? So the Gra told him, you should know, whatever else you do, if you eat without a bracha, there's going to be a din on that too. Just because you do other things, there's a din on everything a person does. There's nothing that goes without a din in Shemayim. So the point being, now of course the story is told over, he was so moved that he became a Baal Tshuva and he lived happily ever after. But that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is that there's a judgment for everything. There's an accounting. Kel Nekames Hashem. Not in the Kama for an emotional reason, but because everything has an account. Now here, he has one of his classic ideas. Or you have the English one, can I borrow it for a second? Because it's not printed here. But in the English version, which is taken from the tapes, everything is taken from the tapes, he introduces this with a very interesting introduction. He says, to explain Mishpat Kosov, I will allow myself a little Purim Torah. Since tomorrow night is Purim Katan. This was said in 1992. Rav's practice to incorporate current events of the calendar into the Shiurim. By this I do not mean the kind of Purim Torah which appears in publications or skits on Purim. Rather, I mean real Torah ben Hashemayim, which has a connection with Purim as follows. So that's his introduction. This is his Purim Torah. I mean, it's hard to see why it's Purim Torah, but he says the following. Okay, thank you. The Rav Shab has a theme that Torah Shabiksav is Midas Adin, and Torah Shabbal Peh is Midas HaRachamim. Torah Shabiksav is Midas HaDin in the sense, he gives the easiest example to give is Ayin Tachas Ayin. You lose an eye for an eye, that's Midas HaDin. Torah Shabbal Peh says, you don't lose an eye for an eye, you pay. You only have to pay the value of the person with an eye, without an eye. So Torah Shabiksav is Midas HaDin, Torah Shabbal Peh is not. The good extrapolation of that is if you have a Sefer Torah, if one letter is missing, or one letter is broken, the whole Sefer Torah is a possible Sefer Torah, right? That's Midas HaDin. The Midas HaDin is, it's gotta be 100%. If it's less than 100%, it's not kosher. In Torah Shabbal Peh is the exact reverse. In Torah Shabbal Peh, we learn Gemara is, we even spend a lot of time in the Gemara, which the Gemara later says Tiyufta, it's all wrong. In other words, even the Havaminas, even the Machshavis, it's also Torah. Even though it ends up being, so to speak, a missing letter or a apostle letter. So that Torah Shabiksav is Midas Adin, and Torah Shabbal Peh represents Midas Arachmim. Now let's see how he says this. Yesh Levar Oid Omroi Mishpat Kosov. Shehu HaMishpat HaKosov B'Pirush HaMikra. The judgment which is written, in other words, Lasis ben Mishpat Kosov, Hashem Baruch Hu will do the written judgment, the din judgment. The Torah says you knock out an eye for someone who knocks out someone else's eye, a tooth for a tooth and a hand for a hand. Vizel HaMishpat HaKosov, that's the judgment as it is written. Avo, B'Torah Shebaal Peh, Nisparsha, in Tarshah Apetz explained, Shakavana l'tashlumei mamain, that we don't mean to actually knock out somebody's eye, but rather to make some type of a payment instead, which is midas harachamim. V'chein, another example, tzivsa atayir v'katzaisa eskapa, cut off her hand, v'biru chazal shetashalei mamain. V'hain, hatarsha b'ksav hidgisha es midas hadin. Tarsha b'ksav puts the dogesh, the stress, amidas hadin. It's to say that it's not a lie when the Torah says an eye for an eye. Mishura sadin, the strict judgment, a person who knocks out someone's eye deserves to have his eye knocked out. Torah b'chinas midas arachim. Hashem created the world. Ruach Hakadosh Baruch Hu shein olam b'skayim b'midas sadin. You can't run a world where everybody has to get 100%. B'shitav ima midas arachim. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu partnered Midas Adin with Midas Arachmim. Ketshitav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tersha Baal Peh, Shemidas Arachmim, Tersha Miksav, Shemidas Adin. Kedei L'kayim Ha'olam, to give the world a kiyum. L'chayin, B'Tersha Miksav, Pais L'chisaran Kutzei Shal Yud, Echad. Tersha Miksav, the tip of a Yud, Pasels, as Kol HaSefer, Vasa L'varech Alav, it's missing just the edge of a yud. It doesn't have a din of a sefer Torah. It's like a sefer. Like we find regarding a person's body, that if he has an illness in one small part of his body, a person could die from a problem with one part of his body. That's something else. That's at the level of midas harachmim. You could add words to Tersh Shabbal Peh, or you could take out words, kefit sarach abir. So in Torah Shabbal Peh, it's Midas Harachamim. I once saw, again as a boy in the Shtibul where we daven, they had the Satmar Rebbe's Torah before they made the Divrei Yoel. It was typed Shurim. And he had a shiur about the fact that it says every Shabbos, you should chazi chidush Torah from the whole week. From chazi chidush Torah all week, and then chazir it on Shabbos. Which is why many people don't spend a lot of time in shul on Shabbos, because most of us don't have so many chidush Torah. So the Sabbath Rebbe said, chidush Torah doesn't mean that you have a shvera machlekes to Rambam and the Ravid, and you answer the Ravid's complaints against the Rambam. I mean, that is chidush Torah. So chidush Torah is when you try to learn. You learn wrong pshat, and then you correct yourself, and you get the pshat right, and you do it again. So he said, that's Chiddush HaTorah. Chiddush HaTorah is that you sort of fix up the things, the mistakes that you make, and your simple learning of the psukim. So that's the Midas HaRachamim. He says, Kishinimsa HaTorah B'Koyach Rachmei Ha'av Al HaBen. Torah should be given with the Koyach of the Rachmanis of a father and a son. Ki Ikat Torah Shal Baal Peh, Midas Harachamim. The Iker Torah Shal Peh is Midas Harachamim. Shita Kodesh Baruch Hu Torah Shal Miksav L'Shateif Harachamim B'Din. Former Lasseis Bohem. So what does that have to do with us? With Halalukas. Lasseis Bohem Mishpat Kosov Alpi Midas Hadin V'Lai Barachamim. These nations, Lasseid Lavi, will have Midas Hadin.
How does that fit with Shema B'Nusar Avicha V'Alti Tosh Taras Imecha? And usually you would probably associate Rachamim more with...
Yeah, because even Musar has to be given with love. If Musar is not given with love, then it's better not to give it. That's what it says. It's, what?
Kerachim of Albanim.
Kerachim of Albanim. Who has more Rachmanis than a child, a mother or a father? The Velt says a mother, and the Torah says a father. So there's a Medrash. The Medrash says, Kerachim of Albanim, derech ha'av l'rachim, Derechaim lenachem. The father has rachmanis, but if it's not good for the child, they're not going to give it to the child. A mother, derech ha'im l'nachem. Nachem is when somebody's aggravated or someone's crying uncontrollably. Take a candy, take, you know, like it's, one of my grandchildren was in our house. He went to the bathroom. He's that age where he's learning. He's supposed to get three candies. He gave him three candies. He started crying. Three, that's it. So my wife gave him five. Five, that's it. Five from this one, or five from that. He got 10 already. He threw him down, you know, like he, Terechaim lenachem. You try that with a father, maybe some fathers are different, but, you know, with me, they didn't do that. You know, three is three, and that's it. You know, like, that's what you get. So anyway, when it says Karachim Ova, that's what it means. The father's supposed to teach him to learn. That doesn't mean he has Rachmanis. If he doesn't want to learn, so he gives him a crossword puzzle. But, halavai crossword puzzle today, you know. Anyway, that's his vart. That's one of Schwab's famous veritloch. Which answers other things in Chazal, that Teresh of Iksav is Midas Hadin, and Teresh of Apez Midas Arachamim, and as I say, it fits in a few places. Now he is, Ulechem B'Mechemes Amolek. This is what it has to do with Purim. He says, by Mechemes Amolek, Nitztave Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksayv Zayis Yikorim Basefer. Write this as Zikorim in a Sefer, V'sim Bozne Yeshua, Ki Mocheyem Chesech Ramolek B'tachas HaShemayim Hainu. Shiyichta parsha samolik b'sefer ha'tayra. Va'afo b'ishla kosva Moshe atzayf memshana. Even though it was actually written, when the Torah was written, the day Moshe Rabbeinu died, he wrote Sifrei Torah. I feel about the Abba Torah, Megillah, Megillah, Nidna. He said, Madi Abba who holds, he said, Machlek is what happened in the Midbar. If the Torah was written at the end, or was written as things went on, like after Mount Torah, they wrote parshas Kisisa. After the Mishkan, they wrote parshas Trumat Tzavim. That's called Megillah Megillah Nit, and it was given section by section. So even though it's a Madiyamah, Torah Megillah Megillah Nit, no Lo Yosel Hashem Sefer, it wasn't a book, at Sefer Abba Amshana, but Tamhu. That's why we have it in Parshas Ki Seitzei, the Mitzvah of Mechia Samalek. Hatamhu Shem Mechia Samalek Bechla Midas Adin Hi, because it's Torah Shem Iksav, it's Midas Adin. Okay, Tzrichaliyah is Mishpat Kosim. The Kosim is Secha Sefer. V'yuvu zeh ha-shemetzina shemegilas Esther, afo mishin nekras Igeres, even though it's called a letter, mekabak im darshu chasam as the Megillah, amay diksim, divrei shalom ve'emes, they darshin the posik, divrei shalom ve'emes, amar abtach, amar milo, amar abasi, v'lave tzricha sirtut kabita shal Torah. Even though the Megillah is called the Igeres, nevertheless, it needs sirtut. Sirtut are the lines that are made before a sefer writes. He scratches lines into the klav. It needs kabita shel Torah. Tzrich letzabtze maksiva bli stia kol shehu. The writing has to be precise without straying. Me'a sirtut, based on the sirtut. Ashezeu in yemidas hadin bli shum netia le'ez atzad. Midas Adin has to be written precisely. So that's the idea. Now, in English, we tend to have lines underneath. We write underneath. When we write in English, you take a pen, you start to write, many of the words start from the bottom. You write a script E, or an A, or many of the letters start from, some start from the top, but more or less they start from the bottom. So therefore we have our lines underneath. In this writing a Sefer Torah, you write from top down. Let's say you're writing a Beis, you write the top of the Beis, you make the line, all the letters, without exception, are written top down. Therefore, if you look closely, next time you get an Aliyah, and look at the Sirtut, you see the lines are along the top of the letters. That's the way it's written. Again, it's a sign of Teresh Miksav being Betzimtzel. Vay Betzir Shabishara Schir Shachaiva Tarek Mit Schiris Yom Shabbos Schiris Maisa Miriam. The other things that we're commanded to remember, V'doshu Chazal Zachar B'peh. We're commanded to remember it orally. Makom Okay. Echi of Askira Likrei Dafka B'Sefer Torah. Kosher. When you do Mitzvah, you remember Mitzvahs Maisa Miriam, you don't have to take a Sefer Torah to read it. B'sefer Torah kasha chutz b'schivus ma'is amalek. Only amalek is from b'sefer Torah. Why? Hatavishim shesiva kadosh baruch hu k'sayim zaisi karim b'sefer. Amalek's din is a Torah shemiksav dika din. Klayim b'sefer Torah machmasay yaisi in yemidas adin. He roi shebechias amalek tzvicha lahaski tafka mitecha sefer mishpat kosov aval tzadikim yaz hadar hulo chal chasidav haleluka. So this is all a reference to Lasid Lavai, and it's a show we should get to see it. All right, next week I hope to be here Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. We'll finish the last Hallelujah, which, I don't know, when you daven, you'll know the last Hallelujah, it's a disappointing ending for Tehillah. You would think it would be the most profound and deep part of Tehillah, right? It's the end after everything. And yet, if you look at it, at least in Pshat, it's very hard to see the depth of it. Yeah, Lasib and Mishpat Kosov, I understand. Mishpat, that's written as opposed to that. But the list is just a list of musical instruments. It's like, when you finish, you have to thank, you know, you make an announcement, you thank the pianist, and you thank the drummer, and thank everybody. So, what is it? Halu Kel Bekotch.
It means other things.
Halu Besek HaShayfer. Praise Hashem with blowing a shayfer. Halu B'Neva V'Chinar. Praise him with musical instruments. Halu b'seifa machel. Praise him with drums and dancing. Halu b'yugav. Plays him with the cymbals and other musical instruments. Halu b'tzitzle shama, with sounds that are heard. B'tzitzle shrua, with sounds of trua. I don't know, it's somehow
this
missing.
This is the shiva that was in the base of English, right? There was shiva going on in the base, by the car, or by the way. Who did the shiva with?
Who did the Shira? It's Machlekes in the Gemara. Levium played. The singing was definitely Levium.
What?
The singing was Levium. We pass in Ika Shira Bepeh. The singing was Levium. The Mandiyomer that the musical instruments were also done by the Levium. But the Rambam passed in Ika Shira Bepeh. And anybody could play music. If you know how to play music, any other Miyuchis could play music in the base of Miyuchis.
You see that there was a Shabbat, that it wasn't just stop singing.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just, you would think that in Tehillim it would end with somehow more, alright, but we'll see that it is. We'll see that it is. So Monday, God willing.